Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. And somebody who's helped us all along the way for the last 14 or so years, our good friend Leslie Grossman. Leslie, I need your website, please.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
All right. So, folks, check it out. Can they find your books there?
Yep. And on Amazon.
All right. So, check those out. And say again. Leslie, we're talking about International Women's Day, and it's next week, the 8th, I think it is. And we're talking about the progress that women are making and the progress they still have yet to make, and who's in the way, whether it's how much of it is the system, the man, so to speak, and you're sticking it to the man, whether it's the man, so to speak, or whether it's women not claiming, maybe not claiming that. There's a little bit of all of that. But I was asking you at the break, we were talking about women not taking risks or taking risks differently. That's what my friend, our mutual friend Whitney Johns and I were talking, Whitney Johns Martin and I were talking about this last night at dinner, and she was saying women just take different risks. And I said that men take more risks or do it quicker than women because we don't care if it breaks. What do you think about that?
Yeah, and I think that is true. A client of mine, a woman that has helped companies get investments into their companies, was telling me a story how she was working with a group of young men, and they had investment money, but they had so many ideas. She said what they do is they throw all the ideas like spaghetti up on the wall, and whichever sticks is the one they do. And the rest of them fail, and they're fine with it.
Yeah.
And so that's just what you were saying. Now, women would not do that.
That's right.
Women would really cook the spaghetti first and see which one was the most delicious, and that's the one.
They might also think that those spaghetti noodles are also like their children. You know what I mean? They don't want to be mean to one over the other. I mean, I'm serious. There's a little bit of that in there, isn't there?
They nurture.
Yes.
That's true. They would never.
And so
this is my point.
This is my point, Leslie, from the beginning. And this is that ladies, what can I do to help you? But if I'm going to help you, I need to know that you're helping yourself, that you're not getting in your own way. And I say this to men too. This, Leslie, if there's one thing that derails success for everyone is not being able to get out of our own way.
Right, exactly. And that's why, well, you know, in addition to my Vistage work, I've been doing a lot of work with women, a lot of workshops. I'm going to be doing a 3-day program down at George Washington University in June on women's leadership. And it's all focused on all the aspects that help women have the tools and skills and confidence to become the full-out leaders of great organizations.
Right.
And not to say that plenty of women don't already have that. But we need more of it, and we do, to some extent, have to get out of our own way, build that confidence, not have that perfectionism craziness,
right,
and really learn how to communicate in, unfortunately, a man's world, and where we have to communicate where men will listen to us. And
well,
it requires sometimes changing.
One thing I think is going to
happen. Some of our good girl habits. You and I have talked about that.
I know it. One thing I think is going to happen, though, as we head off into the last minute of our visit, Leslie, one of the things that I think is going to happen is the next generation, the millennials, I should say, that coming along, I think over time, with enough knuckleheads, you know, retiring and wandering off into the great beyond, you know, the 20th century holdouts, I think it's going to be a more organic. I think the position that women are going to have in the world, in the marketplace, in government, in wherever humans are, I think it's going to be more organic going forward than it has been in the past. What do you think? Not even requiring any kind of advocacy, but just organic. What do you think?
That's what I would like. I think it's a very hopeful picture, and I'd love to see that happen. Absolutely.
Well, I just think about the millennials that I know, the ones I've worked with. I just think their attitudes are different about things like that. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely changing. Definitely changing.
Leslie, I need your website one more time.
On our way.
Your website, please.
LeslieGrossmanLeadership.com.
All right. Hey, Leslie, good job today. Come back soon.
I will.
Leslie Grossman, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.